Thank you everyone for listening to Thank You For Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, the podcast in which you watch an episode of the Golden Girls and then we break it down scene by scene. I'm Anthony Desimito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have a special guest. But this is very, very special.
This is actually special.
The other ones weren't special.
They were not special at all.
Take offense, other guests.
It is my sister, Mariana Desimito.
Yay.
Hi, sister.
Hi, brother.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yay. You're the person I've known the longest in my life.
You're not the person I've known the longest. That sucks.
Yeah. My mom is the person you've known the longest.
I think.
Yeah. I think my mom, I guess, too. But.
What if you're both the people I've known the longest?
Yay. So we watched an amazing episode. It was the season finale. It was season 6, episode 27. But before we get into it, we always like to start by asking our guest, where is a Golden Girls background? And I know your background because we started watching Golden Girls together, but you can tell us.
So I actually started watching it before we even lived here. I started watching it because my mom used to, during the summer, she was able to leave you guys in like a camp, but like for some reason it was only camp for boys and
really?
Not girls. Yeah, like I couldn't get
on
there.
I remember that.
Yeah, and you guys would learn how to like do flips and stuff, but like it was only boys.
So
girls
me and
couldn't
Miguel
join.
Were.
Yeah, you guys
it?
Went. So my mom would leave me with my aunt.
Was it the boys? Was it Scout
called,
Boy
it
Scouts?
It was called Pentathlon.
Pentathlon?
It's like Pentathlon. Like Pentathlon?
Pants only.
No, that's pantalon.
How do you say dress in Spanish? Vestido alone is the girls.
Sure.
Okay.
No, it didn't exist. And it was like at this park, and you guys would get to like do all. Yeah, that one's mine. You guys get to learn like how to swim and do all this stuff. I had to teach myself
how
to swim, by the way.
How sexist.
I know. But anyway, so my mom would. You guys could do that during the summer, so she would leave me at our Aunt Virginia's house during the summers. Mm-hmm. And when Aunt Virginia couldn't take care of me, she'd leave us with the Elena. And I hope she never listens to it because she's petty and mean. But I hated staying with her.
I'm not friends with her on Facebook, so she'll never see this.
Yeah, take good. Heed, petty yeah. listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, petty relatives.
She was mean. She was like one of those people that always said like double-handed comments. Like
yeah.
towards yeah, she would take me to the store and be like, let's go to JCPenney, but you can only choose clothes from there. And it was like the 75% off like rack. Always.
I thought you were gonna point to like maternity section.
No, but she probably would now.
Well,
but
yeah,
anyway.
Now she would.
Yeah, so she would just say mean stuff, like, or she would be like, oh, we would pass by, like, this hamburger place where they sold everything for, like, $1 or something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it was, but it was really good, and Mom used to take us there. Mm-hmm. And like, we didn't have a lot of money, so Mom would take us there, and then we'd go home, and then we'd put all the toppings inside of it. And one time we're passing by, I was like, oh, we love that hamburger place. And she was like, oh, we used to, too, when we were poor.
She's such a bitch.
She would say stuff like that all the time. That's why I hated staying with her.
When we were
but she
poor.
Used to watch episodes of
Golden Girls.
And I didn't speak English at the time, and she would just laugh. But it makes so much sense, like, because she's Blanche.
She's a total Blanche.
Yeah.
She is all about looks and status and men.
Almost all of her life, she's been dating a man from like Puerto Rico or Costa Rica or something like that, who's like super rich. We've never met him. I've never met him. Somebody told me about it.
Is he Costa Rica? Is he fucking like not allowed in the U.S. or something?
No, he is. He owns houses like in California.
Mm. It feels like that has like a quality of my boyfriend from Canada. Like, my boyfriend goes to another country.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's much what it was. So, and she wasn't even the one that told me. It was Vali that told me. She was like, what cousin Valicia? I hope she never listens
Blanche,
to me either.
Because Blanche is close-minded. Like, when her brother's gay or like, she has to deal with like somebody that's not of her race, like she always says horrible things. So she is definitely Blanche, which sucks because I identify as Blanche.
You're like the good of Blanche.
Yeah
She was not, but she still isn't.
Yeah, and she's not. Yeah, sorry, Thea Elena, I'm not cutting this out.
That's okay.
Yeah. I was sitting there like, this is some juicy
gossip. I love that. I learned stuff about myself, about fucking us growing up.
You didn't even remember you did Pentaclone. You used to love doing that.
But I don't remember.
You did the worst, like, cartwheels, but you were so proud of them.
Yeah. I still do like, bad cartwheels.
Like, your feet were never off the ground. It was just you, like, you would, like, your hands were on the ground, and you kind of, like, did a tumble sideways.
Did it look like when you spin with your forehead on the end of a bat?
Kind of. Okay. Yeah. And you were so proud of them. So everyone was just like, oh, you did amazing.
You're such a good sister. Aww. You're like, you suck, Tanya.
No, I never told you that.
Pentaclón.
Pentatlón.
Pentaclón.
Pentatlón. Just tease.
Pentatlón.
Yeah.
Wow. See, I thought we started. So you watched it before I did, because I wasn't.
Well, but yeah, I didn't understand what was going on. Yeah. But it made sense after, like, I actually learned English. I was like, oh, this is why she likes it.
Yeah, because I remember watching it like fifth, sixth grade.
She's been like a 68-year-old woman since she was in her 40s. Like, just yeah.
I remember going through her garage and finding porn that her fucking son. Or whatever.
Well, Julian, yeah.
Julian's porn.
Yeah, Julian's cool.
Julian's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
do kids today, like, still discover porn, like in their, like, parents' garage?
Well, if they do, they don't know what to do with it, because they're like, God. What is this? Is this a book? What is this? Right. They're like, you're just going online.
I mean, I feel like that was, like, a very special part of my childhood.
I found James's gay porn.
Did you really?
Yeah, he had gay porn. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Because I was going to look up gay porn, and he beat me to it on the computer.
That was,
shit.
That was, like, you were, like, in, what, sixth grade?
Probably.
Sixth or seventh, because that was when we were going to Woodard.
Yeah.
Because
I typed G, and then, woof. Gay oh, dang.
All right.
Yeah, so that's why that guy shot himself, probably.
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
Genevieve's learning so much about us.
I don't know these people.
So much about us makes sense now.
I think I told you about my stepdad that shot himself in our trailer.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you told me about that. Yeah.
I think I've talked about it on stage.
And you know, when that happened, I was in my room reading Danielle Steele.
Did you see?
No lie. I know that's like so morbid, but I was like, yeah. And then that happened. And
did you see the body?
No, I didn't even want to. No, they called the cops right away, and I just stayed in the room. I just was like,
you're too into your book.
This chapter's really good.
And I was sleeping,
I'm gonna have to wait till I'm done. Yeah, you never woke up.
I never woke up.
It happened right next to your door. Like, it was, and you were on the bunk bed, so you would have heard it better. Yeah. You were on the top. You're dead ass.
My joke that I do on stage is I must have had a really important Pokemon tournament the next day.
You probably did. You used to make me play with you.
I know. Yeah. So I have friends. And
I didn't know what to do ever. You had to, like, show me what to do. And you're basically playing me.
Yeah.
You're like, now do this.
Yeah.
So it was just him playing himself.
You need to beat me this way.
Pretty much. He used to make me go and watch the Pokemon movie so you can get an extra special edition card.
Special card. I could trade it out. Do you remember when I used to make the Pokemon cards for the pets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chetita one of them.
Chetita was a psychic Pokemon. This is just going to be a podcast. Sorry, Genevieve. This is going to be a podcast about our childhood.
Sorry. I'm like... Yep, never played Pokemon.
It's not like we haven't seen each other in a long time either.
We've been hanging out like all day. So we watched Henny Penny Straight No Chaser. That is the title of the episode. I don't understand the title. Is that the title of a movie?
No, that's the play, Henny Penny.
But
Straight
Henny...
No Chaser means... Is that, like, a reference to a song? Like,
I don't know.
Usually you know, Genevieve.
I mean, I know that that's an a cappella group that's really famous.
Straight No Chaser?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
They did something sing. Because they sang. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Wait. So I don't know, but I mean, that's like more of like a reference to like drinking.
Right.
Which they didn't really reference.
Yeah, they weren't wasted.
Maybe it had to do with... what's her name? I just forgot her name. Her mom was telling her how she was like, she sang the best part and she goes really low.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's a reference to that. Yeah.
That part. Yeah. That because she was in a singing group before.
She was in a play, I think it was.
Like, oh, she was in a play. What was it? Was she saying? It was funny, I guess.
It's like super, super low.
The play, oh God, I don't remember the name of the play. But, okay, so as we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to do the synopsis for the person that just clicked play, Colt, and didn't watch it.
Clicked it, straight no chaser.
Straight no chaser. All right, so go ahead, Genevieve, synopsis away.
All right, well, this was a musical episode.
Yay, music episode.
Yeah, and it was a season finale, too, so a lot was going on. So basically, it's almost spring break, and to encourage reading, they're putting on some plays at the school, and Dorothy is producing a version of Henny Penny, which is, you might know by the alternate title, Chicken Little. Mm-hmm. So
they couldn't get the rights to Chicken Little.
Yeah, right. Probably. Yeah, but so basically, she is producing this play, and it's supposed to star all children, but then one of the children gets measles. Mm-hmm. So everyone is quarantined because everyone else in the cast could get measles. So basically they have an all adult cast, which means it's an all Golden Girls cast. So of course Rose is Chicken Little. Blanche is Lucy Goosey, mm-hmm. and Dorothy is Turkey Lurkey. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then there's a B plot of Blanche's obituary.
Oh, Blanche! Blanche has an obituary printed.
Yeah.
Because she scorned some obituary writer.
Don't fuck with obituary writers.
Because they'll put you down as dead.
Yeah, and so he prints her as Blanche Devereaux, 68.
She's bewildered.
Yeah, so, she's, which of course upsets her more than being dead, being 68. And also, Sophia has an ongoing feud with her friend from Sicily.
Right, Serafina. Yeah.
Serafina.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I have a friend named Serafina.
We had a neighbor named Serafina.
When?
When we lived in the trailer park.
Serafina. Yeah, a little girl.
No,
right?
She was an adult woman with a bunch of kids.
Now she's an adult woman.
And her husband was like cousins with James Edward Olmos or something like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He never visited, though.
James, that's the Sixth Sense kid.
No, Stand and Deliver, the older Hispanic actor.
Oh,
I always like want to call him James Edward Almost.
Almost made it in Hollywood. Yeah.
He had some good movies.
He's been he was in Stargate.
Yeah, I was gonna say he was in Stargate. Yeah.
I never seen Stargate.
Was it Stargate or was it?
I thought it was Stargate. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway,
if it's not Stargate.
If you're listening, Serafina, let us know. So it's spring break, and I guess there's a lot of time to kill at school because it's spring break, and the first grade kids don't get a break; they have to be in this play. So it's. I don't remember doing stuff like that.
Well, like they're trying to encourage them to. I guess I mean it's Florida.
Yeah.
So like. I mean, it's like
people don't read in Florida.
They don't read
in Florida.
Yeah, they don't. They're like, don't do other Florida activities. Right. Please just read.
Just and read. Have tons
read
of beaches.
And somehow
stay inside
leave
and
Florida.
Yeah.
They remember we had a earning by learning.
Oh yeah.
There was this thing where we.
What?
What?
The final prize was like a free ticket to hometown buffet. We spent like all day there every
time.
That
was the library one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
So there was 30, there was like a map. Of, it looked like Candy Cane Land of books. And every time we read a book, it would get marked, like our parents would mark it.
Isn't it just Candy Land?
Was it just Candyland? Yeah, probably. I think the game is called Candyland. Gave us a Candyland game. And then our mom would like just mark it so we would get the free hometown buffet.
We would read though.
Did we really read them?
Yeah, you read a lot of Goosebumps.
Well, I would check out the books so they look like we read, but I know I would cheat a little bit.
Oh, you
just
did?
Just a weekend. Yeah.
Oh,
just,
this is just like, dramatic.
I mean, like 5 books maybe, you know?
Yeah, I used to...
Because we're hungry.
We used to do... Pizza Hut used to have something where, like, if you read so many books...
Yeah, mm-hmm. We did that one too at school.
Yeah.
But at the library, if you did it, you would earn a free ticket to Hometown Buffet.
And we would sit there
all day. Like, my mom would just drop us off so she wouldn't have to spend money on herself.
And we didn't know what... Like, we never tipped because we didn't know what that was. Yeah. We were kids. And we would just sit there and, like... poop and then eat again and just chill.
That's true story.
That sounds amazing. Yeah.
It was my day.
The
like
waiters
Saturdays.
Are nice to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was also always a clown there. Her name was Cupcake, and she was like super sweet
to
us.
We loved Cupcake the clown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was going a different way.
Oh, no. Oh, she was crazy.
She just tried to lure us in the bathroom. It was weird.
She tried to murder us.
I think Saturday and
Sunday. And we just pooped and ate some more pizza.
That's all we did. Those were our summers. It's like people went on vacation. Would you guys go Hometown Buffet?
Hometown Buffet was the shit back then.
We did like, I was just so excited to get those like Pizza Hut. Because you got your own pizza. And I was I'm going to get my own topping. I'm gonna get pineapple, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm so excited!
Didn't your sister win a drawing contest at a what was it?
Oh, it was Spaghetti Warehouse, which you might know as Old Spaghetti Factory in some places. And she drew a picture of my dad for Father's Day, and she won second place, which was a Game Boy.
What? Yeah,
those
are legit
awesome.
Prices. Yeah.
Yeah,
I have scars on my hands fighting over that Game Boy.
And scars in your heart because you know you'll never be
heart.
As good as her.
You're like your battery wounds are Game Boy wounds.
We loved it. Like it was. Yeah. Oh man, that like transformed our household.
the equity in your home erased.
Like we were lower middle class, and I think we were like firmly middle class after that.
We got a Game Boy.
We got a Game Boy. Shut up.
Yeah, go play in the lawn so people can see how rich we are.
The Game Boy used to get mail at your house.
Oh, yeah, I think my mom actually was like, "Don't let people see your Game Boy."
Don't take it to school. They'll steal it.
Don't let anyone borrow it.
Yeah, you put it in your backpack. Someone goes in there for it. Blanche is really turned on by nursery rhymes. She's turned on by Humpty Dumpty, the three horses, and what was the first one though? I forget. Fairy tales. Prince. She liked princes.
She says she didn't like a specific one because it didn't have any prince in it. I don't remember.
Yeah, she didn't like Henny Penny.
Oh yeah, because it doesn't have prince in it.
But she was like, oh, how do you? Dorothy was like, how do you get through an omelet? Great joke.
That was a good line.
And then she was like, and then Blanche was like, Humpty Dumpty. What about the three horses and the three king's
all
men?
All the king's men. Yeah.
All the king's horses and all the king's men. Did she say horses? Because I was like, are you turned on by the horses?
There's all the king's horses, yeah. And all the king's men. It's a pretty good nursery rhyme. I get it, Blanche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, is she talking about fucking horses? Because she included them.
I don't think she has a lot of exceptions.
She doesn't rule anything out at all.
Race may give her pause, but horses.
Wait, what color are the horses?
What? Okay, forgive me, but what is a codpiece?
I keep thinking about that.
Codpiece was like, it's basically like something that like covers, like in a play, it like covers their junk. Like it's like almost like a cock sock. But it's like usually like it's like armor.
A cock sock?
Yeah. Like a...
I imagined it, but like metal, like a cock sock, like made of metal. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, why.
It's, like, okay. It's like metal.
Is it like a Greek thing?
It's like a medieval thing. Oh. Okay. It's like a, like you'll see it a lot. Cod like pieces. Yeah.
Like that's her favorite thing.
They're like, they basically cover that area.
Okay.
Does it cover the balls too?
I mean, I like geographically, yes. Ball but sock. It kind of covers that whole area.
Oh, okay. It's almost like a
jockstrap, like with the cup. But fancier than that.
I thought of a codfish. That's what I went to.
Like yeah, codfish just cod looks fish. Like a cock.
Yeah. Codfish no, just it probably does.
I don't know. I'm just saying that.
It looks like a catfish, kind of. Okay, so then Blanche finds out that she's in the obituary. Oh, Sophia reads it. She's like, you're dead. You're fucking dead in here. And
she's trying to find people that died that are younger than them, and she's laughing at it. She's laughing at him.
Ha-ha.
You're dead. You're 73.
Oh, two-year-old. Ha-ha. Like, oh. Go, died from the measles. Ha-ha. One of the kids. And then it was the kid. It was, what was the guy's name? Chugger Dates?
Chugger Dicks.
You want to say Chugger Dicks.
Yeah.
Chugger Dicks.
She says it so easily, and it's like the stupidest name.
Chugger Dicks.
That's or something.
Chugger Dades or whatever.
That's a name you put a guy, like if a guy has that name, you put him in obituaries. You don't want him like front page. Yeah, we don't want Chugger Dicks.
But if you're on obituaries, you have all the power, obviously.
Yeah.
If that was like a porn name, wouldn't it be like a gay porn name though? Chugger?
Chugger Dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dick Chugger.
Dick Chugger.
Dick Chuggers.
Either way, I guess. No, I don't know.
I like them.
It's like that or an account.
Chugger Dicks. or like a girl. A girl can be Chugger.
I guess.
Girl Chugger Dicks.
Yeah, that's I'm going to add that to the name of girls. possible girls' names. Chugger. Yeah,
Chugger Rice. Or Chugger Libman.
Chugger Libman.
What's her name? Chugger?
Chugger.
And then they're like, oh, what are people going to think? And Sophia's like, they're going to think they need to elect a new town slut.
I think too is like everyone's trying to bring back the focus to the fact that she's dead, but she's more focused on the age.
It's a 68 thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was probably like 57 at this point, you think?
Yeah, I think she's in her late 50s.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's 10 off. And she usually says she's 40.
Yeah.
So that's 28 years that she's like freaking out about. So the next scene they talk about Marco the goat boy that Sophia almost dated.
Yeah, this is Sophia's feud with Serafina. Her friend from Sicily. Mm-hmm. I guess friend.
Palermo.
Yeah. Yeah, so like basically like she they both had a crush on Marco the goat boy.
Mm-hmm. But and if she had been fatter and hairier, she would have.
It's like me right now.
Mm.
Could have landed me the goat boy.
Yeah, you'll beat Sophia. So she didn't marry a goat man.
Goat boy.
But she won, so that's where the feud comes in, and they play chess because of that. And so the way their chess game works is they just mail each other the next move, right? That's basically it. Slow game. That sounds like a terrible time, but she does it to relax. And then that's when Dorothy's like, she comes in, and they, all the kids have the measles. And I guess there's only 4 kids that were in the play, because
also don't want the rest of the kids in the audience to get the measles.
Yeah, so they quarantine them. Like it sounds like, so it sounds like in Walking Dead style. The words quarantine kids. I was like, what? Like,
well, like, in a gated area, like, outside. I mean, getting the measles even back then was pretty serious. Like, I actually got a case of the measles when I was in the first grade.
Oh.
And, like, it was bad. Like, oh, no. Like, my sister had to, like, stay home because
she was quarantined.
Yeah.
Just quarantined.
Yeah. In yeah. The yeah. She was. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
You know, we've never had chickenpox, you and me.
Really?
We never.
I
had
thought it. I had.
Did you guys have?
I can become impotent if I get them as an vaccinated? Adult.
Vaccinated?
Yeah, we've been vaccinated. Yeah,
I have the little thing still. The yeah, little me bump.
Too. We have our Mexican proof because in Mexico they vaccinate you so that it marks you.
Yeah.
And you have the little scar.
Yeah. Like
the Mexican immigrant kid scar.
No, you get like, I'm of the age where like we just got chicken pox. It was like before the vaccine.
Oh.
So I got it when I was a kid.
Oh,
okay. Well, and usually, yeah, they put you in Mexico too. They would put you right next to kids so you can get it. We mm-hmm. just didn't get it.
Yeah, we had chicken pox parties basically. Like I got it at the same what? Time as like some of my friends.
Mm-hmm. They did that on South Park.
So we had chicken pox together.
Did that like bond you guys for life?
You're still friends.
That person
you guys
died,
get other diseases together.
That kid died from chicken pox. So then they have to recast. So they're like, let's recast with all adults. Because the point is for not the... I thought the point was for the kids to read the play and then act in it.
I think like, it was just for the kids to watch, to interested in...
In fairy tales and go check out books.
Yeah, please... Yeah, just get into reading, please. Don't get into, like...
That's, like, the worst example for kids.
That makes me want to go watch plays or, you know, not read. Watching that,
well,
you know?
I mean, let's talk about... The play Henny Penny. Mm-hmm. I mean, and kind of what it's about. Yeah. It's basically if you're unfamiliar with Chicken mm-hmm. Little, mm-hmm. like it's basically like an acorn falls on his head and he thinks the sky is falling, and like he's frantically running to tell the king, and like so he like
which is I assume is a pig.
Yeah, I did
right?
too.
Okay, the king of a barn would be a pig, right?
I don't know. Wouldn't it be a cow?
But there were cows like in the background, just chilling, not being.
I picture a pig. I
or
think.
Or bull, because of the jewelry.
Because of the jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Or a no, a rooster.
No, I don't think a rooster would.
It's an actual farmer.
Well, wasn't Rose technically a rooster?
She was a hen.
Yeah, was she's a hen. Because
they changed the gender.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And
from
there's
Chicken
a goose
Little.
And a.
And a turkey.
A goose and a turkey, and they all, like, she tells them that, and they're like, oh, no, we're all gonna go with you to tell the king, and then they run into a fox, mm-hmm. and the fox is like, oh, yeah, I've got a shortcut to go mm-hmm. see the king through my lair, whoa. And then he eats them. Right. And it's basically like a cautionary tale against fear-mongering. Yeah.
On the sky.
For falling.
The sky
Those snitch on the sky. It's gonna kill you. You're gonna die.
Oh no.
I don't know. Well, at first I said don't snitch, and then I was like, on who?
The sky does what it does.
You can't tell anyone.
I mean, it's all about like fear mongering. It's like all against fear mongering, and I guess like there's
hype.
There was a version of this that came out during World War II that Disney produced, and it was kind of all about like Nazism.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, it was weird. It
so
was.
It was a version was of about? This with Nazism.
Yeah, like one of them had a book, and apparently, like I guess in one version, it just said Mein Kampf.
Wow.
Yeah, which is
that's sounds crazy. Well, that's kind of like when Looney Tunes had the Donald Duck, like, in World War II camp, like, making missiles. Do you remember that?
I don't remember, but I get it. Now
it was called
Der
Führer.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I can't stop picturing Donald Duck making missiles.
Yeah.
Little pantless
he
dog.
Was, like, he, like, retaliated against Hitler in the cartoon. And
what?
It's called Der Führer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen
Mom that. Mom has, like, in that piano that she has.
Yeah.
She has one of the music books of Der Führer.
That's at my house right now.
It's probably there.
Oh, that's weird.
You should look at it.
I don't want to.
It's a Donald Duck. You could probably sell it for like $50. Huh. Sell it! No! Okay, so they're going to... Okay, so Frank is the producer of this play. He's financing this play, I guess. He's invested in the children's
No, he's directing books. It.
He's directing it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's directing. Who's producing it?
I thought he was Dorothy's producing it.
Dorothy's producing
Dorothy,
it, yeah.
Okay, Dorothy's producing it. And, okay. Sorry, backwards.
Production is actually, like, I mean...
It was huge.
It was pretty
She
huge.
Ordered the costumes.
She ordered the... Yeah, and, like, probably,
those
like...
Those were amazing $400
costumes. $400 costumes each.
Yeah. I thought the sets were really good. They had things on pulleys.
Yeah. Moving things, like, the house, the barns and trees were moving, cows.
Yeah.
We didn't have that in high school when we were in plays.
No, we just had, like, the kids that nobody liked dress in black and go in there and change stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a socially...
I was one of those kids.
Were you dressed in black? Were you a techie?
I did a little bit of stage tech in high school, and I ended up quitting because our drama teacher was insane.
Oh, no.
She once came into the Sears that I worked at in high school, and I hid from her because I didn't want to help her.
Did you pretend to be a customer so she wouldn't bother you?
I was behind a jewelry case, and I was like, I can't help this woman. I hate her. Like,
wow. What did she do?
It's like, it's weird because it's like different levels of cool, too.
We loved our high school drama teacher. She was our life.
She was the worst. She would say the meanest things. She had her favorites, and then she had people that weren't her favorites. And, like, she would say the meanest things to people, like, that were so nice. She just, like there was, like, one girl that she was just... She just told her in the middle of class, just out of nowhere, she goes, stupidity is not a virtue. Yeah.
Well, it isn't, but that's not the point.
Yeah. Don't talk that way to kids. Yeah.
That's a kid.
Yeah, she was bizarre.
Even when there was stupid, annoying fucking people in the drama class, Ms. Olsen was still like,
she treated everyone
listen,
like equally.
That's not right. Let's talk this out. Like, she was.
Remember, she had the BO talked with a few people, and she was like super sweet about it. She's like, I kind of wish I had BO so she could talk to me that way because it's just sweet.
Yeah, there was some stinky kids. Yeah. And we're like, listen. Oh. And then she was just the sweetest. Can you imagine if.
Like, without making you feel any kind of pity or anything, she was just, like, sweet and kind and just, like, hey, like, straightforward with everyone. Like, she's just...
She was, sweet. Like, I don't want to stereotype Mormons, but she was Mormon. And
she's, yeah, like, sweet Mormon, yeah.
Yeah, because they're not... They're bad Mormons.
No, this woman, I think, came from hell. I don't know if she's still alive. I assume she just maybe sank back into hell. So
hell didn't even want her, spit her back out.
Yeah, you teach drama now. It's a permanent punishment. Yeah. She was, oh man, she was so mean. Oh, and she, I had a friend in that class that was like going through some shit, like basically like she had an abusive mom and she just like bullied her. Was like, it was weird. I honestly, if I see her as an adult, I'm gonna tell her off. Like,
wow.
Yep. So coming for you, Linda Brown.
Like, yeah, find her on Facebook, people, and tell her off.
What was Miss Brown's first name?
Miss Brown. Who was
Miss Brown? Was my sixth grade teacher.
Your sixth grade teacher wasn't
was like the sweetest woman ever, too.
She was sweet. She was really sweet. I forget her name too.
That's what I think it was Linda, but she was a lot of could not have been her. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had another. I went to another high school, and I had another drama teacher also named Linda, who was great. So.
Oh. Okay. Aww.
Yeah.
Good. She made up for the other Linda.
Yeah, but I didn't do any stagecraft there. I just did monologues from Neil Simon.
That's awesome.
And I did. I wrote a terrible play about the Titanic with some friends. That was really funny.
I want to win an Academy Award just so I can thank Miss Olsen.
Aww.
Because she's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, you guys look her up and put her in your movies.
If I ever win an Oscar, I might tell Linda Brown off.
Listen, Linda Brown. Yeah. Your 25 seconds are just telling her off.
You're playing the music and you're still like,
I'm not an actor and I would probably win it for something like writing or producing or something.
You'll win a creator writing Emmy. Yeah. I know you will.
Yeah. Well, whatever I win,
everybody in that, I will tell her in that room will be like, what's happening?
Oh, so many Linda Browns are gonna be confused.
Yeah, I know, there's so many. They're like, my mom.
Oh, then just put a picture of her. Like, have a picture on hand of her.
Do you have a picture of her now?
Can you find one?
I could probably find one. Okay. I got an old yearbook.
You should have a picture up of her just for inspiration. Like, every day, like, just shake your fist at her.
Or like something to just like look to do push-ups to. Yeah.
Right here, like by your...
like Cape Fear style.
Just have like a portrait of her and set it on fire whenever you're angry.
Oh goodness.
So there was this. Oh, speaking of fire, there was the burning building joke, which was the best thing at when Rose was like, "Oh, me and Charlie lived in a burning building once." I don't remember how they got to that.
Doesn't matter.
She was. I remember when you grabbed me and like brushed through the threshold. Like,
we ran across the threshold out of the place.
Yeah,
it started out as a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom.
And then it was a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom.
And eventually we just outgrew the place.
It was so warm and cozy.
Say what you will, but
it was so cheap.
It was warm and toasty.
Very toasty. We lived there for, 5 minutes, probably. So ridiculous. I love it. Yeah, Betty White, you're the best.
Why did this site world... I don't know why they started talking about burning buildings.
I wish shows today were like that clever, ridiculous. Like, it's like a
fucking... It reminds me of something that would be an Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah. like 30 Rock, something Tina Fey would write.
Like, kind of like how the joke on the show is like how they're really living in a tugboat.
Yeah.
They brought it up like 4 or 5 times.
Like somebody just gets out of the cabin like, is that a sideways tugboat? Like, they're building. And it's a real, like, normal building. You can totally tell it's not a tugboat.
That's funny.
In their universe, it is. And so Rose finds out that there's violence in Henny Penny. She doesn't want to be a part of it because she doesn't want kids to see animals be killed, maimed, and eaten by a fox after their rehearsal.
After two days of rehearsal.
Yeah. She just never read the ending. She hadn't seen the ending, and she said, no peeking. I learned that from my honeymoon.
Yeah, Charlie always said no peeking before the honeymoon.
You just give me a hand job, but you can't look. until we get married.
Cover your eyes.
And then... okay, and then, like, then Blanche goes back to having the hots for the 7 dwarfs in Snow White. She's just, like, as a child, like, she was horny as fuck. Like,
it's a lot of watching. Men in your house doing your chores.
Yeah.
Doing your chores, and they had, like, a Napoleon complex, and they would do anything to, like, prove themselves.
And, like, in bed, I think she meant.
Yeah. And compensate and all that. That's what she starts talking about.
And do you remember the movie Lust in the Dust? Someone lent it to me once. It was VHS. It was a John Waters movie. Do you remember what?
Did I ever watch it with you? Yeah. I don't think we did.
Well, it was like a John Waters movie, and Divine was in it. Do you remember Divine?
Yeah, I feel like that's all you had to tell me.
Okay.
It's a John Waters movie.
John Waters and Divine. And it was called Lust. And so Divine is in a cave, and there are these cave midgets in the cave, and they would give head to Divine. And when Divine came, she would come so hard that she would break the midget's necks with her thighs. And like...
That's Blanche's dream.
That's Blanche's dream. Yeah. And then so there was a pile of dead midgets next to her, and they were all like in a line, give her head. Like,
God bless John Waters.
God bless John Waters. It was ridiculous.
That's imagination right there.
Yeah.
He also said, I love this. He also said, if you go home with somebody and they don't have books, don't fuck them.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is true.
True.
Yeah. Very good advice.
Yeah. If there's just like a mattress and like an upside down box with an ashtray on it.
If you have a Boondock Saints poster.
Yes.
Right next to their Scarface poster. You know what to do.
You know what to do. You,
and it's leave.
Yes, Grand A.
They own nothing but jerseys.
Oh my god.
Okay. And not even undershirts.
Okay, so yeah, one of my pet peeves is when someone has a whole bunch of stuff for like a college that they didn't go to. Oh,
that's always weird. I mean, and if their kids went to it, that's weird. Yeah,
and like I guess if it's like a good college or like a really like expensive college, I get it. But like in Oklahoma, like in-state tuition is very cheap, and it's actually pretty easy to get into like our big colleges. So like this guy had Oklahoma State stuff like all over his room, and I was like, oh, you don't go to Oklahoma State.
What are people thinking?
I don't know.
They and just like, really like the team?
I guess so. And I'm like,
can you be into college?
You could go sports? To Oklahoma State really easily. Like,
you can just go to take one class. Just to
you could probably get a sweater by attending this school too. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Seriously. So don't do that, listeners. Get rid of your Oklahoma State
stuff. And all your jerseys.
Or
Genevieve and all your jerseys. And a Scarface posters. So then the next scene, Blanche gets a present, finally some condolences gift. Which was weird to me because it's Mel Bushman, which is her booty call. Mel Bushman.
Uh-huh.
We just met him like 3 episodes ago or so. And he wrote her a letter like she was still alive. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
But it was like a day after the actual corrected newspaper thing came out.
So he knew she was alive.
That's what I thought.
Because why else would he write? Because
that's what I thought. I was like, why did he write the letter like that?
Hey,
and I thought
it was you're after. Dead. By the way, thank you for dying because you made me realize that I am going back to my wife.
You made me realize what I was missing or basically.
You never know what you have until it's gone.
Exactly. Right. Yes. Yeah.
So I'm going back to my wife.
But he knows she's alive.
What was that ad on top of the correction?
It was hemorrhoid cream.
It doesn't present herpes, it prevents herpes or something like that. Or hemorrhoids, not herpes.
Herpes!
So hemorrhoid cream's good for herpes.
It presents herpes, totally. Yeah, it's what's
my hemorrhoid disease
cream?
Is confused.
Preparation herpes, is that what
I don't
it,
know what
it
was called. Yeah.
it was something, yeah.
Preparation H. And then the next scene. Oh, then he says happy 68.
No, he doesn't. That's he what.
Oh no, Sophia.
Sophia reads.
Yeah. Sophia grabs it. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, I missed your birthday. Happy 68.
Yeah. And they're like, why are you such a bitch? To relax.
Yeah. Just delicious. It's great.
It just chills her out to cause erratic fucking emotions on people.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the next scene is the play.
Yay! it's awesome.
So good. Oh my god. First we see Sophia in these boots. Like she's like a Peter Pan, like
she looks like Peter Pan with sexy boots.
Those boots were hot.
They were. I think they're coming in back right now, or they did last year or something like that.
Those kind of hot boots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she was like strutting with a giant fairy tale book.
Sophia's reading from the book. She's reading from the book, and then
she's like, checked it out at the library. And she kind of, okay, so the scene opens up with Betty White sleeping in a chicken costume. So cute.
Oh, the best.
Her legs are the best.
Her legs. And the, Bea Arthur's, we didn't really see her legs. Blanche's legs were amazing too. So an acorn falls on her head. Huge acorn. And so Henny Penny, they sing a song, like, I forget how it goes, but they're like, out of the sky, a piece of the sky just hit on my hit my head. I wrote down keywords. I don't know why, but it's been said. I've got a hunch, and it's quite appalling. But
are you just making
now
it up?
The sky is falling, something like that.
Yeah, it's something like that. Like it's,
yeah. I wrote five
the
words.
The how and the why, something like
the it's how
like,
and yeah, the how and the why.
It's great. Yeah. So she starts like it's just wonderful. You gotta see this episode. It's actually just, like
you did a good job like redoing it right
do you
now.
Think so?
Yeah.
And I've only seen this like one time. I didn't have time to watch it before. She's like, I gotta go tell people, and oh, I gotta go tell the king, and like Wizard of Oz style, she runs into like other characters, and Lucy Goosey, and it's Blanche, and she's wearing like another feather outfit. I guess I didn't describe roses, but she's also covered in feathers. And so Blanche comes out, and she's got this pearl necklace covered in feathers, just long yellow leggings.
They're leggings or tights.
Yeah.
Wonderful costume.
Oh my God. Yes. They all look great.
Yes. Yeah. And then she had like a mirror, which is so her. And then like Sophia makes some slut remark. I forgot what it was. She was just like, and she's loose another way or something. I don't remember.
she said something about like how the play, like she said she was the most popular. Like she said she was a popular. And then she's
the most popular.
That's what Blanche corrects her. And she was like, yeah. The eighth grade is seeing a play about how to be popular in a way that's safe.
Yeah. That was such a good line.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So good. And so then we run into Turkey Lurkey, and
played by Dorothy
wearing a vest. But Henny Penny, I noticed, is also wearing a vest.
Was she? I didn't pay attention.
But it was like colorful.
Oh, I didn't
pay attention. Tiny, like, yeah, kind of. Turkey Lurkey's vest was like most of her torso outfit.
You know that Dorothy wears that. She's gonna wear that vest
next episode.
Later on, the next episode,
we're gonna see that purple vest. Later
on, Dorothy looked amazing, and just it looked like if Bea Arthur was a, like if a witch
each
turned
one
Bea,
of them like yeah, look like their version of poultry.
Yeah,
like yeah,
like if a witch turned them into, if like the witches turned in, instead of like think people into rats, if they turn them into,
oh yeah, in the movie Witches. Yeah, yeah.
I just watched that. It's
I
on
love
Hulu.
That movie.
Witches, it's still good. Rack, it holds up.
Yeah,
yeah. I think we've talked about my thoughts on Roald Dahl.
I love him.
Depressing.
He is depressing, but I love it. His mind. That's so crazy.
We loved him growing up. Yeah, because we were abused children.
No, we weren't.
I know.
He just always went well with our imagination because we just did weird stuff. Like
really
we just,
weird
like,
stuff.
We wrote a whole song once about cleaning. Mm-hmm. Specifically because if we clean that day, my mom was going to take us to Jack in the Box. And it was a song about cleaning to go to Jack in the Box. And we wrote it as we were going. Yeah, yeah, and we were washing dishes. I know the choir was like, Jack in the Box. Do-do-do-do.
Jack in the Box. Do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Because when we were living in Mexico, right?
Yeah.
And so Mexico, in the Jack in the Box in Mexico,
it's like a huge play place.
A huge one.
Better than any of the McDonald's you'll
better.
See here.
So my mom like would take us, but
she would have like a little cup of coffee and drink it really slow while we played.
Yeah.
We never ordered food. We just like went and played.
You know, I remember one night we went and it was pouring raining.
I don't remember that.
It's kind of like how McDonald's in Florida had pizza.
What? Well, McDonald's in Mexico has like Mexican breakfast. It's really good.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Do they still have pizza? Florida McDonald's?
I guess they. I don't know.
Didn't McDonald's have spaghetti like in the 80s or something like that?
The McDonald's has had like all sorts of weird food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I'm sure they'll get everything.
Also, the Oklahoma had the largest McDonald's over the highway over in Vinita, Oklahoma. Until they built the largest one in China. Mm. And they used to have special stuff. And they used to have like museums and stuff like that. And there was a...
Like Grimace Museum?
I love Grimace.
I would love a Grimace Museum. Oh, that'd be so cute. I think it was like Oklahoma history. There was one in Henrietta that was owned by like a franchisee that had a Troy Aikman, the football player, museum. Like with like all of those like...
It's almost like a fetish of Troy Aikman. Yeah.
Oh, wow. A museum for a football player that's... Is he dead? Is he...
No, he's still
alive. Playing?
He's not playing. He's a commentator now though. He retired. Oh, okay. He was like a big deal in the 90s.
Go to that museum, guys. Still there.
Inside the McDonald's. Have some McDonald's.
Yeah. Got some ribs. So Turkey Lurkey's reading a book, and I thought Turkey Lurkey was gonna be like, actually, you guys, I'm smart and I know this guy's not falling. I thought she was gonna go there, but no, she's like da 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 da. Like yeah. So I was like, all y'all are crazy. And so they meet Foxy Loxy, who is the director, so he's in it, and he's like come to my lair and like you're gonna meet the king through it's quicker. And they go in to his lair and he starts singing that he's gonna eat them, and he had the napkin. Was it a bow tie? And then it turned into...
I don't know. I think it was just tucked. And then it unrolled into, like, a napkin. It was beautiful.
And his, like, outfit was also amazing. Like, the tail that was up and, like, the ears.
Yeah.
I'm like, those are $350 costume pieces.
Yeah.
You went bankrupt producing this, Dorothy.
This is why they only had one more season after. Right. It's this episode.
Like, they ran out of money for having a substitute teacher produce a play.
I bet those poor children with measles had to pull the ropes. They're just like fucking just painting away and cutting, like making them saw these pieces.
Yes.
Just we used to make backstage fucking paint props, remember that?
Well, everyone, including the actors, we had to go all in there and mm-hmm. make all those.
But sixth period was just theater tech, and we had to. And did you have that?
I had that, yeah. My sophomore year, and that was the last time. I love theater, and like I was like so excited to be in it.
We
and,
were
like,
huge theater nerds.
We should go back and do a play.
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah.
I'll come back for a month.
Yeah, I love plays. I love and I was like really enthusiastic to be in it. And I was like, I'm gonna learn about lighting, and I'm gonna learn about all these things, and like and we had the world's worst teacher.
That sucks that she killed it for you guys. Yeah. She killed it for everybody, really.
Jesus.
Yeah, I remember, I could have so many gifts.
I remember running.
You know how to turn on lights and turn them off.
Well, some people in theater.
You know what
Miss
Olsen used to do? If we wanted to get out of a class, like we'd be like, Miss Olsen, we don't want to be in that class for this. We're not doing anything today. She would send her TA for that period, whatever period we wanted to get out of, with a note that says, "Today we're having a rehearsal, and I need Mariana to get the black gel for the light." And the teachers be like, oh, yeah, no, go help look for it because I had lost it or something. There's no such thing as a black gel. You just turn off the lights.
The black gel for the light. That's so funny.
Yeah.
So she did that on purpose?
Yeah, she would do that all the time to get us out of class.
That's
so
funny.
That's
wonderful. I don't know if she did that for me.
Did you ever ask?
I think I just ditched and walked in class.
Oh, she wouldn't care you if you just showed up.
She's in the middle of class and we just walk in and just sit down.
She wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
She was amazing.
She even had this like drama competition at the end of the year. And she just like had us judge like his sophomores. Like I was supposed to have somebody judge with me and they like didn't show up. And so I was just judging like some speech competition.
Oh, God.
I'm like, I don't know anything about speech. Like I was just like, Yeah, I guess I wrote lots of notes. I was like, I like this person. They seem to do. I had no criteria.
They opened their mouth a lot when they spoke.
Yeah, and
they
she like asked all of our parents to like volunteer, and like my mom volunteered, and she was like rude to my mom, and she was like, yeah. No, she's the worst. I
that makes me so mad.
I wish her ill. Like,
yeah. Ours is wonderful. We had Thespian Awards. So we had two plays a year, and we're always involved. And
we put sneak previews of our play in between like classes. So if you were in a class, we would do like few sets like throughout the day, but it was only like snippets of it that we would do. And we would get people out of class to go watch it, like if they behave, like the kids that didn't behave would stay behind.
So people used to like convince their teacher to bring them to come see us perform during class, like whatever play we were doing, like a scene from it. So they
had
come.
To do 12 Angry Jurors because we didn't have enough men audition, so it was 12 Angry Jurors.
12 Angry Men, 12 Angry Men, 12 Angry Jurors, and I was juror number 6. You were juror number.
I don't remember the 4-in-1.
I forget.
But we turned me Mexican instead of whatever
I was.
I was
a really bad actor then. I remember I was not good.
I thought you were
good. Overreacted.
Oh.
I remember overreacting, and Celesta said something about it in the headsets, but she didn't know I heard.
Oh, that's horrible. I thought you were good.
She said, like.
But then I'm biased.
Anthony looks like he's on crack. He's just every time someone says, like, a line, he overreacts. And then, I mean, I'm glad she said that. It's kind of bitchy. But she didn't say it to me. She was saying it to she was in lights. She was saying it to the sound person. And I got on the headset. Sorry.
Well, that's even worse. She said it behind your back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like she said it to you.
She said it to me. But I was just like, oh. And then I changed my acting after that.
It's good.
So I was like, all right, whatever. Yeah.
I don't remember you being banned.
So then I just stuck
like
to lighting
because I thought biased. I was a bad actor. I think you just like lighting better.
Lighting was fun. Sorry. Okay, so where were we? So then like the end of the play, the fox is gonna kill the bird women and
the poultry.
and then Rose comes back out, running out, and she's like, stop, you can save us if you just clap. And none of the children clap. They're like, go fuck yourself. And
Go get eaten.
So they wanted violence after all. And so they have to...
They're like, we all know this is an allegory about the dangers of fear-mongering. So,
yeah.
Yeah, like so
these kids
understand.
Are smart.
Yeah, these are smart kids. And so they have to, like, grab her. She almost flipped off those kids, like Rose. She was just like, there's monsters under your bed. And, like, the other Golden Girls had to, like, drag her out. Embarrassing. So then the next scene, this is the final scene. And Serafina...
sent her final letter,
but she bit 4 spades, so she's losing her mind. She thinks she's playing a card game,
and Sophia realizes that she's not a worthy opponent.
She's not, yeah. And so the library's a hit. All the kids are checking out books, going to Hometown Buffet. It's amazing.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah. If you give them food, Dorothy. Make a deal with your local.
I bet you
buffet.
That's what started like childhood obesity and diabetes in the United States. It's
just
all those reading competitions.
Reading.
Stay indoors, don't go outside and play, read and eat. You're prizing more food, yeah.
Babysitter's club.
Maybe this isn't a good idea. But the earning by learning was like, if you read a book, you made like $1.45 or something.
Oh my god.
And so
that's like so much money.
That's so much money when you're a kid. So
that's
like
a lot of Cheetos.
Hot
Cheetos.
Yeah. So at the end of the summer, you get someone gives you like $50. Like,
oh
it was
my
like,
god!
Did you do that?
I didn't do that.
So many
I
books.
Did that.
Like,
yeah.
No, like I mean, I love reading, and I would read all, but I would I would be like, oh my god, I read another Little Sisters, because there's a Little Sisters Babysitter's Club,
right?
And I used to read those all the time when I was young.
I remember Babysitter's that
Club. Yeah, yeah, it was Christie's little sister Karen.
But wasn't Babysitter's Club like crazy? Like the scenarios were crazy.
Some of them were, but mostly dramatic, the mysteries. Yeah. Like there, some of the mysteries were crazier, because like the mysteries were things like Surfer Ghost, or like or like one time they get shipwrecked.
It was like the first Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah.
Well, there was a. I remember there was a Babysitter's Club where someone kidnaps the child, and then by the end of the book, she like saves the child and doesn't even tell the parents. Like she's just like, yeah, there was a.
Yeah,
Chuck could have been murdered.
As it got a little bit later, there were some things like that. Mostly it was like the craziest stuff was like, oh, one of them has diabetes and that's bad.
Oh my god, somebody took Babysitter's Club books and renamed the titles to make fun of the covers.
Oh, I saw something the other day. I haven't seen that, but someone went and ranked all the outfits
of the Babysitter
all
Club.
I was like, you know what? This is what I think of when I think of the term passion piece.
Passion piece.
It probably took me like a good half hour to like go through and look at it.
The one I loved was there was one girl pointing at another girl, and the cover was just like, she stole that sweater from Burlington Coat Factory. She's just pointing at the sweater.
Well, now they've got the paper dot paradise where they like they Photoshop all the titles from Sweet Valley High and like the Choose Your Own Adventure, and they're amazing. They're so funny.
Did you watch the movie?
Sweet Valley High or
the Babysitter's Club movie. Yeah.
I watched that. I watched the
Rachel Lee Cook was in that, wasn't she? Yeah, she was Marianne. Cook.
Yeah, she was
I always loved Marianne just because she was my name, but in white. Yeah.
I'm Marianne.
I recently took a quiz and I was Mallory. Which makes sense because she's basically like a human, like awkward face. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Human awkward face?
I was going to say, I met a girl named Mallory in junior high. And she was so awkward, and I always just remember the Babysitter's Club because she was like she would stand in a corner and like yell things, like she'd be like, at like people that passed by, and she had like weird frizzy hair, and I was like, I don't know if her hair made her that way.
Is that the real Mallory? Did she crawl under the cover of the book?
I don't think anyone would allow her to babysit though. She was just like weird,
growling at people. Oh, we have a growling babysitter.
No one gets near our baby.
Yeah,
I mean, we all want to be Claudia Kishi or Stacy, but in reality,
some of us are Mallory.
Some of us are Mallorys. Some of us are Mallorys. Some of us are Dawns.
That's how we base our life off of.
And then the very last thing that happens is Blanche comes out in her loosey-goosey outfit.
Oh, yeah. They think she lost it after she received the letters from what's that guy's name? Dan?
Mel.
Mel.
Mel Bushman. They say his entire name.
And wait, I think his name was Dan.
He could be
I wonder if they just know a lot of Mels, and so they have to say
his
name.
They have, like, old man names for these guys all the time. Well, like, Mel, think, like, Herb.
It's weird, because, like, I don't know why that guy got to be a recurring character.
Yeah, Mel
it's
Bushman.
It's just the name.
Yeah.
Mel Bushman.
Yeah, and no. He doesn't even pop up, just his...
Do you ever just hear little kids with old people names? It's so weird because you never think these Sophia. People were kids at some point, and like they were named like Carl as little
Gary.
Kids. Gary, yeah.
I mean,
Gary.
I was named Genevieve, and I had to like grow into it.
Did they call you like Jen?
I was Jenny for like a long time.
Oh, okay.
I was Jenny until like Forrest Gump became a thing,
and then you got tired.
You're like, fuck like, this
maybe,
shit.
Maybe I give Genevieve a shot. Yeah.
And she's going to the Rusty Anchor to hit on men
because it's spring break.
And
I think that's a wise
the kids
choice.
Are back in town. I'm gonna be fucked by a guy that likes to fuck birds.
Ew.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know what's going to happen.
She was peacocking.
Peacocking?
That's how it started. That's how peacocking began. Oh, it's an episode of Golden Girls.
Yeah. Bea Arthur was kind of peacocky. Her outfit was like, if she had peacock feathers, that's all you needed to add. Did we miss anything?
I think we covered it. Yeah. I will say, like, this was probably my favorite episode.
Ever?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much up there.
It's really up there.
I love musicals. It's really good. I feel like everyone comes together and has a role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it was mostly about the costumes.
Yeah.
I can't get over
that. It was amazing.
Those costumes were great. We need
to dress up like that
one. I like this one. I like the tap dancing episode. I like any. They dance sometimes. Those are fun. The ones where they sing, where Sunny, Sophia was dressed as Sunny Bono and Dorothy was Cher. Anytime they do something fun like that, it's a good episode. Yay.
Yay.
Thank you, sister, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. Yay.
And so we usually do plugs. We ask our guests what they like to plug, usually, but you sort of, you just chill out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're my sister. So check out, you have a Twitter. At Comedic Failure.
No. Well, I have. Oh, I have Snapchat.
Oh.
I have a Snapchat. I don't remember my name on Snapchat. I think it's Cobelita.
Cobelita?
Yeah.
And that means shoemaker.
No, Cobelita's a word. Cobelita's a word I made up when I was a little kid without telling anybody, and I was freaking out. It's for like your cute little like vinyl shoes you wear to church. I named them Cobelitas. I made up that word. And one day I was freaking out because I couldn't find them and nobody knew what the fuck I was looking for. And I was like crying. And my sister just figured it out because the only thing I wasn't wearing was shoes. She's like, oh, it's probably her shoes. And
Cobelitas. Oh.
Yeah.
Aww.
I thought it was a real word.
No. I made it up when I was little. You made up the word patu when you were little.
Patu?
Yeah, but it was the only word you spoke for like 2 years.
Patu.
Yeah, like it was sentence of the word patu.
I'm learning so much.
People would look at me and be like, what is he saying? I'd be like, well, he wants water. And like, what? How do you know? Yeah. But that's all you would say. But patu
didn't mean anything. It was just the word I used.
If it meant something, you would have only been the only one that knew.
You need to go to patu, patu. I was a weird kid.
Yeah, I feel like I should reveal more secrets like, about my life.
My sister knows like things I don't remember. I don't know, like going to that.
But I do have a weird memory though, because I will remind my mom of stuff. And she's like, "You were like two. How do you know that?" And I'm like, "I don't know."
You're crazy, but I love that you remember everything.
The weirdest stuff, but then I don't remember like what I ate yesterday.
You remember that. Important stuff.
Well, I remember like really my aware. Route home sometimes.
There's
like,
some water in Mexico that made you probably,
yeah. We lived close to a canal.
You did. So, I don't know when this is going to come out because we skip recording one episode, but I think it'll come out on the 16th of August.
Okay.
So, if you'd like to plug anything, go ahead.
Yeah. I am actually. August 17th, I'm going to be on This Week Sucks. yeah, so it's Friends Fun of the Show, Anwar Newton and Michael Turner. And we're basically, I'm going to be doing stand-up over Michael Turner and Anwar Newton interrupting
just
me.
Just did that show, so fun.
It's really fun. It's great. They basically cover all the news of the week. And it's fantastic. And you can find me online. I am at Genevieve Rice pretty much everywhere. So come find me.
In your hearts.
Yeah, come find me. Come find me, Linda Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find her. Dare you to.
The bad one, not the good one.
Both of you. And I'm at Anthony DeSamito on Twitter and Instagram. I don't have a Snapchat anymore, but
you should. You
could probably follow it. It's at Jizamito. Did you know that?
No. I follow you, but I follow you by your phone number, yeah, so I don't see your name.
Oh, okay.
I signed up for Snapchat, and then because of the filters that you could do, I guess that's what they're called, and I... Once I realized they didn't work on animal faces.
They do.
They do now?
They always have. You need to put it on yourself first, and then you flip it so that it's looking for faces and put it on your animals as long as they're looking straight. I do it on Professor all the time. Well,
I know what you're doing this evening. So make sure
you put it on yourself first and it captures you. And once it captures you, then flip it to so that it does the out camera, and then I'll do it on your pets. I do it on Professor all the time.
Oh, okay. All right. Professor the
baby. He looks precious.
All right. Mod's in for a life changer. Mod and Godaba.
So. Oh, man. What was I saying? Shows. I have a show at Flappers August 20th at 5 o'clock, believe it or not. And it's a fundraiser for the ACLU.
Awesome.
To support everything that's being destroyed and currently. And so come out to that. It'll be super fun. Along with our own individual ats, the podcast also has an at, and it's at Thank You For Being A Podcast, but as an acronym, at TYFBAP, at TIFBAP, also at TIFBAP on Instagram. Music is by Brian Kokernak and Mike Dennison. The next episode, for those of you that are following along, is actually season 7, episode 1. We're going into the 7th and final season.
Yeah. Things are almost over. We're almost about to do our suicide pact. We're
almost going
to
do our suicide pact.
I'll make the punch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yay. Thank you. Yay.
Good, you're on board. Okay.
Yay. I just want to be supportive.
We're going to do it like as soon as we end the podcast or during the podcast.
I think during the podcast.
The first podcast death.
It'll break records.
Break records. And thank you, Mariana, for being on the show.
You're welcome again. And thank you for having me.
Thank you forever. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a beautiful day and or night.
Yay!
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff the chicken. Like my mama taught me.
Like my mama taught me.
Gonna take the chicken.